Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us ahead of the Gainsborough Trinity match here at Broadhurst Park as the rain tumbles down in North Manchester. It's been a whole week off. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been really good to have the week off. It's allowed certain members of staff to go out and watch games. It's allowed me to be working with the players a couple of times this week. It's allowed me to kind of do some really in-depth work with the academy. So there's a lot of things that have been really positive this week. And, you know, on the back of that successful week we had, you know, with the Witten, Poland and the Runcorn game, it does make the week a little bit easier. But we know we've got a stern test for us to take on today.
Before we get to the Gainsborough match, just we talk about the Runcorn Linnets game there. We've had the draw on Monday. Toughest draw possible, I think, mask away. What's your thoughts on that one?
Listen, we probably underperformed last year when they came here. You know, we knew we had Doncaster, one eye on Doncaster, but they've shown that, you know, that wasn't a freak result. They've got to beat South Shields this season, and, you know, I think they're third in their league, and they can go top with games in hand. So it is a tough draw, but listen, you know, it's that old adage, isn't it? If you want to get as far as you can, you're going to have to beat what you come up against. And, you know, we're going to look forward to that. We're happy we're in the draw. I think there was a statistic last week that maybe, you know, four out of the last 5 years, we haven't got this far in the trophy. So it's, you know, we're celebrating it. It's a little bit of money for the club, and we'll get ready for that. But like you said before, March, we've got a big game against Gainsborough today.
So, heading into Gainsborough, what's the treatment room looking like? Is pretty empty or full or what?
I don't want to say this because I've bemoaned injuries and suspensions all season. We've got everyone fit apart from Donoghue, who's suspended today, but it was a tough night last night. I've had to leave some lads out. I've had to let Keaton Mulvey and Matty Rain leave the club. Keaton's just gone for a month. Three lads have missed out today, so it's tough. That's the hard part of management. But I look at the team that we're going to put out on paper today. It's strong, it's attacking, it's going to be 4-4-2. You know, Lavercombe in nets. I'm going to have Morris again at right back with Jones and Baker and Dodd, two wide areas, Hayes and Linney, Potts and Griffiths, and then Holmes and Burns up front. So, you know, kind of what the fans want at times are going to get today. Can't be any more attacking, but, you know, we're playing against a Gainsborough side that are 8 unbeaten, so, and they don't concede a lot of goals, so they might not score a lot, but they don't concede a lot, so we're going to have to do our bit on trying to break them down and take our chances when they come.
Speaking of scoring goals, we saw it clicked big time for Brad Holmes away in Poland. Burns had a cracking game last week, so you must be hopeful that those two combine could get a relationship going together and score plenty.
Big man, little man, you know it is, and we've done a lot of work in training, and this is the first time that they're going to play together from the start. Obviously, last home game here, Burns came off the bench, and then Holmes was injured. They got a little cameo together in Poland. They did really well, but they've got a real connection. They're both fighting for to be professional footballers, and their attitudes have been exemplary, as has Kean Hayes. So it's good to have two front men out there. You know, they've both got pace, they've both got power, they've both got goals in them, we've got deliveries from wide areas. So it sets itself up to be a really good attacking game of football. We know that last time out here we massively underperformed and we let everybody down, and, you know, we've got a lot of making up to do. So hopefully come quarter five today, we've kind of implemented the game plan, we've got our goals and we've got 3 points and we can start climbing the league.